The Little Red Hen, Part 2. She got the sickle from among the farmer's tools in the barn and proceeded to cut off all of the big plant of wheat. On the ground lay the nicely cut wheat ready to be gathered and threshed, but the newest and yellowest and downiest of Mrs. Hen's chicks set up a peep, peep, peeping in their most vigorous fashion, proclaiming to the world at large, but most particularly to their mother, that she was neglecting them. Poor little Red Hen, she felt quite bewildered and hardly knew where to turn. Her attention was sorely divided between her duty to her children and her duty to the wheat, for which she felt responsible. So again, in a very hopeful tone, she called out, "Who will thresh the wheat?" But the pig with a grunt said, "Not I." The cat with a meow said, "Not I," and the rat with a squeak said, "Not I." So the little red hen, looking, it must be admitted, rather discouraged, said, "Well, I will then," and she did. Of course she had to feed her babies first, though, and when she had gotten them all to sleep for the afternoon nap, she went out and threshed the wheat. Then she called out, "Who will carry the wheat to the mill to be ground?" Turning their backs with a snippy glee, the pig said, "Not I," and the cat said, "Not I," and the rat said, "Not I." So the good little red hen could do nothing but say, "I will then," and she did. Carrying the sack of wheat, she trudged off to the distant mill. There she ordered the wheat ground into beautiful white flour. When the miller brought her the flour, she walked slowly back all the way to her own barnyard in her own prickety-prickety fashion. She even managed, in spite of her load, to catch a nice juice worm now and then, and had one left for the babies when she reached them. Those cunning little fluffy balls were so glad to see their mother. For the first time, they really appreciated her. After this really strenuous day, Mrs. Hen retired to her slumbers earlier than usual. Indeed, before the colors came into the sky to herald the setting of the sun, her usual bedtime hour. She would have liked to sleep late in the morning, but her chicks joining in the morning quarrels on the hen yard drove away all hopes for such a luxury. Even as she sleepily half opened one eye, the thought came to her that today that wheat must somehow be made into bread. She was not in the habit of making bread, although, of course, anyone can make it if he or she follows the recipe with care, and she knew perfectly well that she could do it if necessary. So, after her children were fed and made sweet and fresh for the day, she hunted up the pig, the cat, and the rat.